This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
What a wonderful time we are having worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Now we come to studying the Word of God. And we're taking a look at Psalm 91. And over the last few days, I brought you verse 1 and verse 2. And as I said right at the beginning, when I began with verse 1, this is an exegesis. This is a devouring, if you will, of the Word of God. Normally, when we read Scripture, we just read it through. But this time, we are seriously putting a highlight over each verse, verse by verse by verse by verse, just as I did for 1 Peter and 2 Peter as well. We're doing it with Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. Do you remember yesterday's broadcast? He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. And today we come to verse 3, and it says this: For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. This is what the scripture is saying. Please don't say to me, yeah, but I've got a deadly disease. Why wasn't I protected? I have got no idea. All I can tell you is what scripture says. But there's a caveat to those who live in the shelter of the Most High. Those are the ones who are going to be protected. For Moses, who is attributed to this particular verse, is saying this: For he, our Lord, our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, for he will rescue you from every trap. Now watch this. This is interesting. Because a lot of people say, well, if I'm under the canopy of my Heavenly Father, then I'm not going to get into a trap at all. It doesn't say that. The Word of God doesn't say that. Watch this. It says, for he will rescue you from every trap, meaning you're going to get into a trap. Go with me real quick to Isaiah and the 43rd chapter. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, from verse 1 it says, But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says, Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name, on you are mine. Watch this in verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. The word is when. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. But it says when. Say when with me. When. It is so true, beloved. Quite oftentimes we believe that because we are of Almighty God, because he loves us so much, and because we are born again of the Spirit of God, that we're not going to get into trouble. Well, you can see right there Isaiah saying, when you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The word is when. Right here it says, for he will rescue you from every trap. So when you get into a trap, when you fall into that trap, your Lord God Almighty is there to rescue you. It is beautiful to know that. I want you to imagine you're in the in a forest in Canada. And it's snowing. And as you walk down through the forest, through the pines, through the trees there, suddenly your foot gets caught in a snare and the jaws snap tightly on your ankle. I've just told you where you are. You're in Canada, you're in the forest, and there's snow on the ground. If no one comes by, beloved, you're stuck there. Beloved, you will die because no one's going to save you, because no one comes past. And then suddenly, out of the mist, comes this solitary figure. And he walks along the pathway, and I can see it so clearly in my eyes. And he has a sheep on his shoulder, a sheep that he has already rescued. And he looks to his left, and he sees you there, caught in a snare, in a trap. And he just walks to you, and he lays the sheep down, and you hold on to that sheep. And with his strength, he pulls the snare apart, and you are freed. Beloved, I feel that this is prophetic for someone listening to this broadcast. You are caught. You don't know what to do. You are stuck. And you can see no way out. You're caught in one of Satan's traps. The evil one has ensnared you in some way. And you have thought, I can't get out of this. I'm stuck now. And if I do, there will be such shame. I'm really stuck. I believe Almighty God is here right now. And I believe our Lord Jesus is walking along that dusty track. And I believe now, this second, he has seen you. And I believe he's coming toward you now. Do you say, help me get out of this trap? Or do you let him walk on by? What's the answer to your question? Is the answer to your question, help me get out of this trap? Or are you going to let him walk on by? I know that you need to do something very significant in your life for the Lord God Almighty to come and release you from the snares of the evil one. And I believe you have to recommit your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe you have to ask him to come into your heart and make you brand new and wash you clean by the blood of the Lamb. I believe this so strongly. Do you know, as I was looking at this scripture just now, just before I began the daily devotional, I said, Lord God, anoint this word, please, I pray in Jesus' name. For I have no idea what is going to happen. But I always have faith in my Lord. And I know that this message is life-changing for you. For you are caught in this snare. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have been caught. And I ask you, in Jesus' name, to release me from this trap. For your word says, you will rescue them from every trap. Come into my life, Lord, and make me brand new. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. and I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your name. I feel it now, beloved. I feel it now that the Lord is stretching down and releasing you from this trap. And you may think that you'll walk away unscathed. Unfortunately, as those teeth have grabbed you, there will be some pain. There will be some pain, but I know the Lord is going to release you from that pain too. For what you have done now, your life has been transformed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Beloved, just know this. We all get caught in the snares of the evil one, because we are human beings, and now and again we are frail, and Satan knows our weakness. He knows it better than you know it yourself. So if you don't know where your weakness is, ask the Lord to reveal it to you so that you can be more careful in the future, so that you will not be caught in that snare, in that trap. But if you do get caught, just know He is your protector. He is your armor. He is your Lord Jesus. And He loves you so much that He cannot stand to see a child of His in such pain. He is always there to release you. Always, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. And I thank you for that person who has been released from the fowler's snare. I praise your holy name, Jesus, and I glorify your name. And I say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.